The Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. Now, all the tax collectors, those seen as collaborators with the Romans, and sinners, we know who we are, were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees, the religious leaders, and the scribes, the religious scholars, were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." And long story short, yes, that's exactly what Jesus did. But Jesus didn't always make a long story too short. So in response to their grumbling, he told everyone three stories about being lost and found. First, the parable of one sheep that is lost. Then the parable of one coin that is lost. And then the parable that we just heard of two sons who are both lost, one far away and one in plain sight. I invite you to take a moment, if you would, and consider, which of the lost have you identified with? The lost sheep, just carrying on your path as usual until you suddenly realize there's no one around. You thought you were close to God, but now you can't see or feel him anywhere. You want to be connected to your community, but you've fallen out of step and don't know the way back. Have you ever been a lost sheep? Or the lost coin, so close and yet so far from the place that feels right. As if you can see God as she tends to the other coins and sweeps and sweeps, and you call out, but you can't get back there on your own. You are unseen, unknown, unnoticed. Have you ever been a lost coin? Or the lost younger child who blazed a path that took you to the edges of your vulnerability, where your limitations and loss stared you in the face, and you knew you had some of your own decisions to blame, but you couldn't imagine any of them being forgivable. Have you ever been a lost younger child? Or the lost older child, not wandering from what you have been taught, not being swayed from the traditions and the teachings and the duty, but suddenly finding that though you have not moved, God seems to have moved into a graciousness so scandalous that you're not sure why you've been working so hard this whole time. Wishing for others to stay lost has made you lose your way. Have you ever been a lost older child? How did you find your way home? Sheep, coin, youngest, eldest, the way home is much the same. God is already coming to you. The name of our series is Reconciliation is the Center of Our Work. As Lori said from the writings of Palmer Becker, who describes Anabaptism, our particular flavor of Christian faith, in this way, this summary: Jesus is the center of our faith, community is the center of our lives, reconciliation is the center of our work. But as we begin with the sub-theme of reconciliation with God, I must remind us that this part of reconciliation is really God's work through Jesus. Though we can turn and face the right direction on the path the way the younger son did, we cannot earn our way or fail to earn our way to reconciliation with God. Paul wrote this in various ways to the early churches in the way he understood it. To Corinth, "All this is from God, who reconciled us to God's self through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to God's self, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making God's appeal through us, we entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God." and to Colossae. At one time, you were alienated from God by the way you thought and the evil things you did, but now you are reconciled in Christ's mortal body through death, so that you can now stand before God holy, pure, and blameless. And Paul to Rome, by entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, set us right with God, make us fit for God. We have it all together with God because of our Master Jesus. And that's not all. We throw open our doors to God and discover at the same moment that God has already thrown open the door to us. We find ourselves standing where we always hoped we might stand, out in the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting our praise. Christ arrives right on time to make this happen. He didn't and doesn't wait for us to get ready. Now that we have actually received this amazing friendship with God, we are no longer content to simply say it in plodding prose. We sing and shout our praises to God through Jesus the Messiah. Or as the New Revised Standard Version says that last verse, more than that, we even boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. We will get to the hard work that reconciliation can also mean as the center of our work. But today, open your hands to receive it as a gift from God. Feel what Jesus' life, death, and resurrection does in your life. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. If you have been the lost sheep, God has been looking for you the whole time. If you have been the lost coin, your worth is not diminished, even if it feels your voice is not heard. God will bring you back into community. If you have been the lost younger child, there is no such thing as too late or too far gone or too unforgivable. God is eagerly waiting for you to turn your beloved face toward home so God can come running to you. If you have been the lost older child, God will come to draw you into the good news too. God will meet your grumbling with a set of stories, or a reminder of a lifetime of grace, or an invitation to a party. God does know you and sees you. The sinners that Jesus welcomes include the youngest and the eldest, the tax collectors and the scribes and Pharisees. Jesus has come running with arms open to bring us all to the table. Will you feast at the table where some of us took more time and some of us took less time to get there? Will you eat your fill without shame? Will you take the dishes out the door to those who are still hungry, those who are still lost and far from home, those who are longing to be brought from death to life? The shepherd, the woman, and the father all rejoiced when the one who had been lost was found. I'd like you to lift your hands up wherever you are for a blessing. Don't worry about whoever else is watching. Lift your hands. Receive the joy of the God who created you, who entrusted you with this path, and who will come running down it whenever you call to bring you home. Amen.